Hi, this is Steve Lees, and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the City and County of Bristol. This week we have an Arc Tangent Festival special, so let's kick things off with Friday night headliners Dillinger Escape Plan. That was Dillinger Escape Plan with a title track off their most recent album, One of Us is the Killer. They will be the headline act on the Arc stage on Friday night at the Arc Tangent Festival. If you had not heard of Arc Tangent, it is a 3-day festival of math rock, post rock and noise rock goodness being held on the 20th to the 22nd of August at Compton Martin just outside Bristol. With around 70 bands playing, there is lots of choice, so if the mathcore of Dillinger Escape Plan isn't for you, you might enjoy the electronic sounds of the Algorithm.
established.
The Algorithm is a musical project by French musician Rémi Jaligo. Having released two albums to date, the song you just heard was Trojans from their excellent debut album Polymorphic Code. There are a lot of instrumental acts at the festival, with a huge diversity of styles. One worth keeping an eye out for are Hereford-based band Talons. This is St. Mary Will Be the Death of Us All from their debut album Hollow Realm. Thank you. Putting this programme together has been an interesting experience, as I hadn't heard of some of the bands before I drew up tonight's playlist. British Theatre were one such band, and I was surprised to find out that they had risen out of the ashes of the excellent Ocean Size. From their second EP, Died in the Wool Ghost, this is a track called Defeat Skeletons.
Your back and call thrills.
One artist I had heard of and am really pleased to see on the bill is Matt Stevens with his band The Fears of the Dead. They play some great post-rock, which this track off their most recent album Spooky Action demonstrates. That was Ark by The Fears of the Dead. Their record label mates Trojan Horse are also on the Arctangent bill, and here they are with Death and the Mad Queen.
Now he tells a story. 50 years old. It's the darkest tale that you've ever been near, that you've ever been told, that you've ever been told.
Seattle-based noise rock band Helms Alley. Formed in 2007, they have recorded three albums to date, with this track, Pretty as Pie, off their excellent second album, Weatherhead. Thank you. like what I've heard from Helms Alley, and will certainly be keeping an eye on them from now on. As I also will be on Sheffield's instrumental electronic post-math rock band 65 Days of Static.
No one knows what is happening. No one knows what is happening. There is a lot of danger out there. Okay.
Thank you.
Heat Death off 65 Days' most recent album, Wild Light. They are the Thursday night headliners at ArcTangent and sound like they should be well worth catching. Your chances of catching the next artist at ArcTangent are doubled, as she is not only playing a solo set, but also performing with her band Marriages. This is Emma Ruth Rundle with We Are All Ghosts. As I said at the start of the show, ArcTangent offers a real diverse array of talent as well as musical styles, as demonstrated now by moving from Emma Rundle's American folk sound to Japan's instrumental math rock band Light. From their fourth album Installation, this is the wonderful Echolocation. Thank you. Time has once again defeated us. I hope you have enjoyed this snapshot of 2015's ArcTangent Festival. If you want to find out more, as well as check out some of the other bands playing over the 3 days, pop along to the festival website at www.arctangent.co.uk. I'll leave you with one of Saturday's headline acts, Swedish post-metal band Cult of Luna. I caught them at the Fleece a little while back and must say that they were amazing live. This is Ghost Trail from 2008's Eternal Kingdom. See you next week. Enjoy.